This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, shall not be infringed.
Forget all the misinformation,
because this is the blunt object.
Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself.
This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Yes, hour number two. Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. Back in 2016, I decided to get serious about YouTube. And primarily because it's more about having fun for me. But there a lot of people paved the street for me prior to my going out there, like my next guest. And I have him on because in YouTube, if you can be demonetized, he's being demonetized, and there's no reason for him to be demonetized. And I'm talking about Such00. That is Don Porter. Good evening, sir.
Hey, Bill. How are you, man?
I am doing okay. Now, Don, you and Mike Lau have the distinction of being the only two non-relatives that I had that came and visited me in the hospital when I had that new crater cut into my chest. Have I ever told you? I appreciate that. I don't remember if I did or not.
You have.
Okay.
But it was well worth it because you were highly medicated.
Yes, I was. I was floating. No doubt about it. Now, YouTube, in the gun community, you and people like you, you basically gave a whole bunch of people a whole bunch of test drives with a whole bunch of guns. You made it easier for people to decide what they wanted to buy. You actually did sort of a public service and, you know, in a civic sort of way, you made the Second Amendment easier for people.
Yeah.
Nowhere in anything that you've ever done have I ever heard you get up there going, all right after you take the weapon and you kill the guy to death. You know, you don't cuss. You don't. It's as family friendly as it can possibly be. What do you think's going on with YouTube?
Well, I think part of it is advertisers. A lot of the big, huge media conglomerates, you know, they don't like guns and they don't like the Second Amendment. And I mean, they made it pretty obvious. And so they pulled a lot of their funding from YouTube a while back, kind of did a boycott. And it wasn't toward guns. It was toward really anything that wasn't what they said wasn't advertiser friendly. And so because of that, YouTube kind of did a knee jerk reaction and just started, you know, putting out these algorithms to pick up certain key phrases like guns and shooting, things like that. And so we got hit pretty hard. I mean, in fact, our ad, you know, we make revenue off of the ads that are placed on our videos.
Right.
And, you know, I've been full time for about 5 years because of
right.
that. And, you know, then all of a sudden we went down to zero last May. And so it's come back some, but I'm down about 70% of my income. And really, YouTube has the control over it. They're the ones that are kind of playing around. I've been doing YouTube for 9 years. So, you know, I feel like I've kind of proven myself. But, you know, YouTube is seen differently.
You know, based upon YouTube's rules, I qualify. So that means you definitely qualify. We qualify after 5,000 subscribers to be able to go to New York and use their production facility. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that. it would be kind of difficult, though, for what I do.
Well, but I'm just thinking, see, now I know the guy that's in New York who supplies all of the prop guns for all of the films that are done on the East Coast. So we could go up there and tack all kinds of up and end up there carrying these fake guns. You know, I know the right people to call that will let the NYPD know we're coming and everything, and we could just go into YouTube and go, oh, hi, we're some creators. We've come to create. Where can we go to create?
You know, I did have one of the guys from Google get in touch with me the other day. He was trying to help me. I'd received some community guideline strikes. And you get three, and you're off. I mean, they'll terminate your channel. And he got in touch with me and said, man, he goes, I've been watching you for years. And he goes, I just found out about your strike. He goes, I'm in the minority here at Google. He goes, but I'll try to keep you, you know, keep you protected as much as I can. But, you know, they're definitely, you know, leaning toward more progressive type thought. And, you know, I'll tell you something funny. I looked at their values. They have what they call their core values. One is freedom of expression, freedom of information, freedom of opportunity, freedom to belong. And on their freedom of opportunity, it says, we believe everyone should have a chance to be discovered, build a business, and succeed on their own terms. And
right.
That people, not gatekeepers, decide what's popular. And that particular one, you know, is they're crossing their own, you know, plan. I mean, their own, you know, mission statement. And, you know, it's really sad. But, you know, just, and of course, we're not the only ones. There are a lot of conservative thought. That, in fact, Dennis Prager, who does PragerU, he advertises heavily on YouTube, and yet they have been demonetizing him, and he's now in a current lawsuit against Google.
I did a video last week where I was boxing up three ball caps and three knit hats and three sets of stickers. And the ball caps said lock and load, but I didn't say gun. I did say ninja because I refer to the listeners as ninjas because they walk around strapped all the time and nobody knows it. But I didn't say anything, and I threw that video out there, and it was just like a minute and 40 seconds, and it was just something fun to do where I didn't have to do edits and jump cuts and transitions and all this other stuff. I just threw it out there, and it goes up, and it's demonetized. And I've seen videos from YouTube, the YouTube kids, you know, if you and I were like in our 20s and we lived at the same apartment building in California, 1600 Vine, we'd be making millions of dollars right now, not for particularly saying anything on YouTube, just for putting it out. But right. Some of these other kids that are, you know, in their mid-30s or something, that are YouTube superstars with 7, 8 million subscribers, they're getting demonetized. Do they know what they're doing?
I think a lot of it has to do with their automated system. I don't think that part of it is not necessarily, you know, that they're going after certain thoughts, but one thing they kind of hide behind is that, and of course, just like the video you just mentioned you made, is that it's not really advertiser friendly because, you know, advertisers aren't necessarily, you know, they look at that and they go, well, that's not something I really want to have, you know, to be next to, you know, have an ad next to or whatever. Really, it came out of a Wall Street Journal article.
Right.
That, you know, showed these different pictures of screenshots of, like, GM or Visa or whoever next to like ISIS training videos or street fight videos and things like that. And those are dangerous and harmful activities. Well, you know, guns, the way we show them, we're at the range, we're in a controlled environment. In fact, my recent strike was we were at a gun school. And in fact, I'm sure you were in part of those because we were at the South Carolina gun school. And we were being instructed by NRA instructors, and everything was safe, and, you know, they just decided they would put a strike on it. But I think a lot of it has to do with they're just these bots, they call them, and they're out there just catching key phrases and key words, and so they'll strike you or they'll demonetize you, and then a live person looks at it, and then he approves it. The problem is when I upload a video, that's where I get most of my views. At that first day or two.
Right.
And then it kind of trails off. So most of the money that I'm making is just demonetized. I'm not making a dime on it. And so, you know, personally, I spend for a video, I'll spend, you know, 2 days. I mean, I'm talking about 12 hours of editing, range time, driving, doing all the things I do because, you know, I really want to make a quality video. But here's the key, and let me get you to hold right there.
I want to talk about that when we get back. Coming up on the break, Such's YouTube channels, youtube.com/user/such00. Go subscribe, because sooner or later they'll come to their senses, I hope. And if not, you can follow him wherever he goes. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
piece of Americana. This is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Tonight, this is Lock and Load. One time my guest was at my house, and I hadn't seen him in a while, and I was talking, because I always talk guns with him, because he gets a lot more guns to play with and test and all this other stuff. So I said, have you tried the H&K VP9? So he goes to his car and got it. And then I said, well, what about the P6? And then he went to his car and he got it. And I asked for about two more, and he went to his car, and he got them. It was a very sobering moment for me. But Since I'm a subscriber, I got to see him on video anyway. I'm talking about YouTube channel Such00. This is Don Porter. We're talking about YouTube and what YouTube does. Now, you were starting to get into the thing about making a video and what goes in. This is not you getting some quasar camcorder and just getting out there and sticking it on a tripod and shooting for 5 minutes and, you know, slapping it and sticking it up on YouTube. There's actually a process in this, isn't it?
Well, you know, there is. Of course, originally it started out that way.
Yeah.
But, you know, it was funny because people started kind of watching and it kind of grew. I had no idea that there was money to be made. I was just mainly talking about guns. But I'll tell you one thing that's probably been the biggest thing about YouTube and the gun community. This is my mission. No matter where I go, from an NRA event or down at some of the local business or whatever, and there'll be people that'll come and we call them meet and greets. And I have never failed running someone who has said, a year ago I didn't own a gun, but now I've bought a gun, I've got my concealed carry permit, I bought my wife a gun, and now I'm a member of the NRA. I am at the NRA annual meeting, and it's just over and over. In fact, last year I counted them. At the last annual meeting, I had 30 different people come up to me and tell me that. Now, not just my channel, other gun channels on YouTube. But this is the thing that, and I've kind of voiced this a number of times on video, is that social media, and specifically YouTube, because people can see right there all the action that's going on, they look at people and they go, you know what? These guys are just normal people. And, you know, and they talk about freedom and talk about, you know, self-defense, because self-defense is each of our responsibility. It's not law enforcement. It's our responsibility. And with the world getting even more crazy. So the big thing is we are drawing thousands of people every year into the an appreciation for the Second Amendment, for gun ownership, and for taking self-defense as their responsibility. And that is massive. And the one thing about YouTube is it draws people from all walks of life. You know, it's not like it's a gun website where gun guys go. We're reaching people that just happen to stumble across a video, and they start watching, and they go, well, you know, I used to have a gun years ago, or just get interested in it. And so, to me, YouTube is one of the biggest places to recruit people, and when I say recruit, really, to remind them that they're not subjects, they're citizens. And so that is one of my big burns.
There have been a couple of attempts. There was Young Guns TV, which was going to be the gun-centric YouTube, and now there's Full 30. The big issue at hand right now, the big conundrum for those of us that are sticking video up on YouTube, is that YouTube is the ubiquitous 800-pound gorilla as far as distribution, isn't it?
Right. Yeah, there's nothing to compare. I do things on Full 30, and I typically just put a video up there first, and that gives people an incentive to go to Full 30. But I put the same video on YouTube a few days later. But, you know, it's like I'm preaching to the choir when I'm on Full 30.
Right.
Those are the guys that are gun guys already. So my thing is that's great, and that's a place for guys like that to go. But honestly, YouTube is the place where we're reaching people. And two, Facebook is also, you know, a lot of things are connected with Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and all those places. So, you know, having our voices out there, you know, because what's happened is we've got this massive amount of money that's being put into these major social media outlets that your average person could never afford. I mean, even somebody that has a lot of means could never afford what's going on. They could never compete with those social media platforms. And so with these different ones, we're able to come in and say, well, this is our voice. And people are listening. People are changing their attitudes. And I think that's one of the reasons why, with especially this past month, I mean, we've had horrific gun violence. And in the past, you know, it was a fight tooth and nail for citizens to, you know, keep their freedoms. But it's kind of gotten to where it's like people look and they say, well, you know what? These are crazy people. the good people need to be able to defend themselves, just like that church. If they had had the means, and he may have taken those people out early, but if they had had the means to defend themselves, they could have stopped that even early. And there was, but otherwise, this guy was going to do what he was going to do no matter what. I mean, obviously, he's already been convicted. He choked his wife. He cracked his stepson's head and, you know, was convicted of it, but nothing really came of it that much.
Yeah, he
so
was.
We're seeing that,
so
we're seeing that our justice system is failing. And so,
well, the
and, you know,
NICS system has sort of got some issues, too, because he was able to buy because nobody reported him. Reported his little, and that's only going to be as good as the reporting system. So
that's right.
The interesting dynamic that I have looked at for a long time is that YouTube and you and some of the other people that were out there from the very beginning, you guys all came of age in the era of Obama.
This is true.
And it probably, like some of the things that Obama did try, like universal background checks, I wonder what that would have been like if he tried that in 2009, when the juggernaut was just beginning its roll down the hill, versus 2013, when you guys have been out there being the reasonable people. You, Hickok, Iraq veteran 888, all these guys that are out there just being just reasonable guys, just shooting guns. It's almost like it's a precision exercise with a firearm. That's all it is.
It's a sport.
And it's a sport. It's a sport in a way. And I just wonder if anybody's ever sat down and done the calculus about, well, what if there had been no YouTube? What if there had been none of these ambassadors?
Well, let me put it this way. I have, and I'm not one of the top channels. I mean, I am one of the, you know, I have one of the larger channels, but they're obviously, Hickok 45 has like 2.4 million subscribers.
Mm-hmm.
My channel, I have over 168 million views on my channel. I mean, and that represents a lot of people that watch different, you know, a number of videos over and over, but that's 168 million views. And we are competing with the major media.
Yeah.
And people are less and less tuning in.
Yeah. Hang on right there. We'll come back to the tuning in part when we get back. Such00, S-O-O-T-C-H, 00. If you are not a subscriber, go check him out, because some of the stuff he does is just some of the guns he shoots and everything else. He has a wide variety of stuff. I envy that. Yeah, he may not be one of the there may be some people out there that are bigger than him, but I envy his subscribers as well. But that's all beside the point, because we're going to be right back. This is Lock and Load. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector, all giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Message and data rates may apply.
Sick of hair loss, thinning hair, bald spots? Ever thought about hair restoration? It's a life-changing decision. Thankfully, the first step is incredibly easy and absolutely free, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals just how easy and affordable their permanent solution to hair loss really is. Get yours by texting EASY44 to 85850. You'll see for free just how great your hair could look. Plus, we'll also give you a free gift card when you text EASY44 to 85850.
Join the men and women all over the country who have come to Bosley, the world's most experienced hair restoration expert, for their permanent solution to hair loss. If you've ever thought about getting your hair back, don't miss this incredible offer. We're giving away an invaluable information kit absolutely free, plus a gift card for $250 off to everyone who texts EASY44 to 85850. That's EASY44 to 85850.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. preparewithgcn.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Is Lock and Load. My guest this hour from YouTube
is Don Porter. You probably know him better as Such 00. I know where we left off, but I've always wanted to ask you this, and I don't think I ever have. Is there any one gun that you've ever tested that you didn't want to give back?
That's funny. I'm a gun guy. I mean, I have loved guns since I was a kid, and starting out with BB guns and then 22s. So I have a real strong passion for firearms.
Right.
So it's hard for me not to like a gun. So yes, there are many that I have purchased, and lately. So I can't really say that there's any one. Now, the one gun, though, that I keep going back to is the Glock. It's been very difficult to get away from it. Even though there are more upgraded handguns out on the market, the Glock just holds its own. So, in fact, that's what I'm carrying right now.
I made a video called No More Glocks for Me.
I'm sorry.
There's a couple of details to it, but I've always been sort of a custom gun guy, and so I've had Glocks, but I've had custom Glocks.
Yeah, and, I know you.
Yes, and I do like a Glock out of the box is not a bad gun, but then first time I tried the P320. It's that grip angle, man. I just prefer that grip angle. I think at my heart, I'm a 1911 guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just looking for that grip angle. And that's the problem with the Glock, is that unnatural grip angle. I don't like having to adjust, So.
Right. Well, the big thing about the Glock for me has been, because I actually learned to shoot with 19 and used to do IPSC shooting, competition shooting, and IDPA with Glock, I mean, with the 1911. And so when I first got a hold of a Glock, it felt very unnatural. But it held 15 rounds, the 19 did, and my 1911 held 7. Now many of them are holding 8 now, but that's the big thing. And the reliability of the Glock was just phenomenal. So it really led me to kind of lean that direction. But that's really before a lot of the other striker-fire pistols really came into it their own. And so I've shot thousands and thousands of rounds through them. And so I have a lot invested.
Right, right. That's the other thing that I wish. Now, Don and I started hanging out in 2012, and I actually got to be in one of his videos then. And so in that amount of time, that's 5 years. You'd already been doing it for 3, right, at that particular time. You are already fairly well established. You have seen the evolution of the striker-fired pistol right before your very eyes, haven't you?
True. It's been, in fact, I just did it. In fact, I'm finishing up a review on the Steyr M9A1, and a very fascinating pistol.
That's one I've always wanted to try. I know that Hickok has tried that, and he likes it too. What do you think of it?
It's incredible. You know, Nothing Fancy did a review and just went off the deep end because it's just a great shooting handgun. They had some early issues. They've been out since 1999. They've had some issues, and they fixed them. And so I think that they're really getting ready to become even more popular. But, you know, here's the thing about it, and with firearms in general, they're putting out so many different models and features and different grips and all these different things. It gives gun owners, I feel like this is the golden age for people that are looking for a gun. They have so many choices like never before.
Right.
And so, you know, it really is a beautiful thing, and it makes it very difficult. And I think probably YouTube has fostered some of that because people are looking at, for the first time, they can see on video different guns in action, and they can make more, you know, more choices, more, you know, intelligent choices. And so I think that's actually fostered some things as well. It was funny because the gun industry, when I first would go to some of the big shows, you know, I would say, hey, you know, and I would talk to them, and they really wouldn't talk to me. Now, you know, they've realized that once print media died, pretty much, I mean, there's still some publications out there, but really, they're not reaching anywhere like YouTube is. I mean, you can see it in action. They talk about it. They show all the features. You demonstrate it. It makes it really just easy to do. Because, I mean, people, obviously, I've learned a lot, like working on my car. I'll go to YouTube. You know, I need to fix my dryer. I'll go to YouTube. You know, I need to look how to break down a gun. I go to YouTube. I mean, it's just a great resource. So it's really been a shame to watch what's happened over the past, actually since about May. It's been really a shame because YouTube has been such a great source for all those things.
Now, you're with Full Screen, right? That's your MCN?
Yes, sir.
I have not spoken with Broadband TV, but does Full Screen, which is Full Screen is one of the bigger MCNs, does Full Screen think this is something that is just a phase that they're going to go through and they're going to come out on the other side?
Well, you know, Full Screen, I mean, I do. That's one thing that's great about having a network like that is I can get responses. But one great thing that YouTube has done is now the channel's a certain size, they assign you a partner to be able to talk to.
Right.
So I have a guy that actually keeps in touch with me on a regular basis. So I have a contact at YouTube. And that's been huge.
What size do you have to be to get to that?
You know, I don't know. I can't remember.
500?
I think it's lower than that. It's probably around, you know, I don't know. It may be around 100,000, but I don't know how many. But it's been really great. And the guy that I deal with is actually, he was raised in Atlanta. And so he is very friendly to gun culture.
Right.
But, you know, and he'll tell me, he'll say, well, you know, there's only so much that I can do because, you know how it is, and it's true. I don't think that YouTube is actively just being ugly to gun channels. I just think that they're trying to do a few things if they can. But I don't really. Of course, that's one of the other things about YouTube. It's so big and so complex. I think now there were a couple of years ago there were over 1 billion subscribers to YouTube.
Well, they say there's 400 hours of video uploaded every 10 minutes or every hour or something like that.
Easy. Yeah, definitely. But, you know, it has become a major avenue for information. And the big thing is we've got to keep that information, our point of view, what we believe. We've also got to have that ability as well. You know, the one thing that YouTube did up front and really what made their success is they decided to share in their advertising dollars. People saw YouTube, so they started putting money into ads. And so YouTube, knowing that if they could give back to the creators, that they would try harder to make better videos and make them more appealing. And that's what they've done. I mean, you know, people, a lot of people make a living on YouTube and, you know, through their advertising. Now, some people will say, well, YouTube is a private company. But when YouTube decided they were going to start paying, you know, we have contracts, things that we have to sign before we can do it. We got to stay within community guidelines.
Right, right.
So this is a contractual agreement.
And you've been living up to your end.
Yeah.
Hang on. Hold right there. We're going into the last break. Such00, go look him up on YouTube. Also, Sensible Prepper, that's your other channel?
Yes, sir. That's my survival and prepping channel.
I've been wanting to do some prepping myself ever since this last little go-around. We'll talk about that offline, though, shall we? Such00, go subscribe to it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
To being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
KD Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at KDArmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at CATIArmor.com.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
Tonight, this is Lock and Load. I guess this hour is Don Porter, Such Double Zero from YouTube. I'm being asked in the chat room which it was the Steyr semi-auto that you and that you like that Such or that Hickok likes that I want to try. Was it which Steyr was that?
It's the Steyr Striker Fire. M9A1. It's about the size of a Glock 19. They make a number of different models of that same pistol size model. But it has a really low bore axis. So when you put your hand up on the grip, the slide just rides right over it. It's really nice. Great trigger, too. So, that review should be live coming up in the next couple of days.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but the trigger guard is going down like at a 45 degree angle away from the pistol, the way it looks.
Yes.
How does the trigger pull away from the how does the trigger pull into the gun when you're pulling the trigger? Is it just straight back like any other trigger would be, or?
It is. It's a lot like the Glock with the little blade, but the trigger pull is excellent. It's very close to the ZZ T10C.
I just reviewed that one. I have one of those.
I saw your video.
Oh, did you like that?
I did. You did an excellent job.
Well, thank you. I've always wanted to impress Don. It's because Don, you know, Don is Don. So anyway. Now, Facebook. Are you when you upload a video to YouTube? Do you upload it separately to Facebook? That's what I've been doing, just because that it's easier to track how many people view it, but it's also like if I'm doing a review for a company, I can give it to them and they can share it on their social media, and that's where I get a lot of my views from that. Are you doing that as well? Do you see any value in doing that?
Well, if they watch it on Facebook, you get zero revenue dollars.
That's true.
But I do. I upload it to Facebook all the time. I usually do that as an announcement to my viewers. To my people that are on Facebook, you know, they like to see what I'm doing new, so I'll pop a link over. Because really, it's not just about the money. It's about, again, getting the word out for the Second Amendment and getting people interested. And that is just huge for me.
Yeah. As far as, will the business model for people who are using YouTube as a, for you, like, these strikes that they put against you, how long would that sit there with you?
3 months. The first series happened right after the Las Vegas shooting. I mean, it was like that weekend. And that strike is still against my channel. But the second strike that they placed, I actually had a guy, they actually reversed it. So I've just got one strike at this time. But well, all the good. Major gun channels have a strike against them.
That's good. Yeah. That's good. I'm glad that happened.
Well, I know James Yeager. You had him on last night. Was that right?
Last week. Last week.
Oh, last week. Okay. He, you know, he had two strikes against him. And I sent him a message on how I got mine taken care of. So I'm hoping he can do the same.
For those that think that YouTube is actually a process. I mean, there's a lot of investment in time, editing, learning how to edit, cameras. Are you using the same camera you have always used?
No, I use, I have five different cameras.
Okay. I was afraid.
My GoPros.
I was afraid that I had gone insane with some of the cameras I've gone and got.
Well, you know, one thing that I always try to do is I try to do the best I can, but on the other hand, I'm not trying to look like a polished, super polished, commercial type thing, because right. It is. It's an independent video streaming system. You know, that's kind of the appeal to it, is it's kind of a little bit raw. It's not super professional. I mean, over 9 years, I've learned some things, but I don't really want it to be too polished in a sense. But I do want to be articulate. I want to give out information that's right and give truthful information. I mean, that's the big thing. There's a lot of preferences for different, you know, if people are looking for something. I hope to steer them into a direction to where they can say, well, I was thinking about this, but maybe this might be a good option.
Right.
And so that they can make the best decision. Because I'm going to tell you, on my Sensible Prepper channel especially, I've had a lot of people to contact me saying, I watched this video, I put together a bug out bag, and then, you know, we were in one of those tornadoes, and our house was destroyed, but I had the bag with me, and the medical gear in there, we used it, there was food in there, we were able to eat some and get out of the area, and I mean, I had it over and over and over, and when you're out there, as many people are watching, there's going to be people that are going to actually face the situation that you're warning them about.
Right.
I mean, and so it's very sobering. I had one guy one day, he watched a video I had done about having just some supplies together in case you had a home invasion. And I said, you have your firearm, you have a flashlight, you have a little med kit, you know, just some things, a knife, just some different things. And so he said, I saw that. And I thought, well, my gun's in the safe. And my magazines are unloaded. So he loaded his magazines. He got his gun. He did what I said. Put a little bag together. Two nights later, he had a armed robbery in his home, an armed invasion. Two men came in, and they were armed to the teeth. He said, the police just left, and I had to defend myself and my family. And he goes, I had to shoot these guys. He said, if I had not watched that video and put that bag together, I would probably be dead, and who knows what would happen to my family. Now, that is a very sobering thought for me. You know, so when I put together a video, those things are running in my mind about how important it is to make sure that the information I'm giving is spot on.
Well, now, you did that out of your own experience, because didn't you come home one time to a home invasion?
Yes, and thank goodness we had a new puppy, and so which he's a white German Shepherd, and he's full grown now.
Yeah.
But he was a small puppy, and I had him in the garage, and so when I lifted the garage door, they were inside, they heard it, and they ran out the back window, which they'd busted in to come through. I didn't really realize that because it took me a few minutes before I came inside. So they did cut themselves, and our local county sheriff's department got the DNA and were able to track this guy. But he had a loaded firearm. He had a Browning high power that he stole from me that was hidden in my closet, and he found it, and that's one of the guns he stole.
Right.
I thought if my wife had come home, she would have gone straight in first. And so, you know, it's just so important to just be aware of what's going on. Not to be paranoid, but to definitely take, again, self-defense is each of our responsibilities, not only for us, but for our families. And it can happen, and it will happen to some people.
Yes, but it happens. I think it happens about 6,000 times a day on the high end, 2,000, 6,000, I'm not sure. It's somewhere in between there. So, and I'm sure some of those people have watched some of the stuff that you have talked about doing. But
and others. You know, again, there are a lot of other great channels out there.
I want to listen. Now, when I call you later on next week, I want to talk to you about prepping, because in this last storm that we had when I think it was Hurricane Harvey Irma, when Irma was coming through Florida, I was looking at my little meager amount of stuff that I've got, and I was like, I decided to do a really snap assessment, and I just went, I'm going to die if things went bad. I've got enough stuff here to wish that I had more stuff. Had plenty of weapons and ammo. You know, I could go out and be a marauder, but I don't want to be that way. So anyway, I need a little advice from the sensible prepper and everything else. I'm going to run out of time. I'll have to ask you about this too, because I'm going to try to get that started as well. But I want to thank you. Tracking Don down is tough, because you put out, what, 5 or 6 videos a week, and you're constantly on the road going to shoot and all that other stuff. It's just time-consuming. Thank you for joining me this evening.
Bill, thanks so much for asking me. It's been a pleasure.
Yes, sir. Such 00, that is the channel. We got hour number 3 coming up. If they can demonetize him, they can demonetize anybody. Hopefully this is just something they're going through. We'll see. Hour number 3 is coming. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Here we go!
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Born out of friendship, with personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.